Dear devotees, this week I'm going to be addressing a very important topic with all of you. In our philosophy of Sanatan Dharma, which is based on the teachings of Vedas and other affiliated scriptures, there are so many topics, but there are, you can say, 15 or 20 main ones that include all the important topics. So in these main categories, Sant and Guru is one of these most important ones. To understand about Guru, we actually need a lot of knowledge. It helps to have a good foundation to understand about all these other topics. So those of you who have attended previous lecture series of mine, or you've heard lectures by Shri Kripaluji Maharaj, that foundation of general knowledge that you have will help you to understand what I'm going to explain this week. And if you haven't heard any other lectures, I will still be touching on some of these basic points to give you the context with which to understand the importance of Guru. Guru Tattva. A Tattva means an existing thing. So this week we're going to be talking about Guru Tattva, and I'll be explaining the importance of Guru. Why do we need a Guru? How can we benefit from a Guru? How can we recognize a Guru, find a Guru? What does a Guru do for us? All of these topics will have to be covered. On the topic of Guru Mahima, it is said that one time a bunch of very great personalities got together to try to explain the importance of Guru. And they tried to the best of their ability to detail everything that was important about Guru. First, Saraswati Mata began. And we know she is the goddess of knowledge. Who better to try than her? But she exhausted her abilities and still didn't complete the description of Guru Mahima, the greatness of Guru. So then who tried? Brahmaji said, let me try. Saraswati Mata bichari ek hi muh hai, mere char hain. Saraswati Mata only has one mouth. How much could she speak? I have four mouths. Let me try to describe Guru Mahima. So Brahma tried. He also exhausted himself and failed to detail the full extent of the importance of Guru. Then God Shiv came. Shivji has one form, Panchmukhi Shankar, five-faced God Shiva. So he said, let me give it a try. With his five mouths, he was also unable to fully describe the greatness of Guru. So then Kartikeya came. Kartikeya has six mouths. He also failed to fully describe the extent of Guru's greatness. So then they had one more divine personality they could rely on. That was Sheshnag. Sheshnag is famous because he has 1,000 heads. And he's divine, he has a divine mind, and he could speak on the importance of Guru. So with his 1,000 mouths, he described the greatness of Guru, but he also gave up and admitted defeat, that even I can't do it. So if none of these great divine personalities could describe the full extent of Guru Mahima, then what will I be able to do in 6 days? Obviously a very little amount. But whatever I'm going to share with you, I have learned from a true saint, a true guru. And I'll do my best to pass on something useful to you that will help you in your spiritual path. Vedavyasji, who is an avatar of Bhagwan, he wrote 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, Gita, rewrote all the Vedas, wrote the Brahma Sutra also. He has a statement in the Puran. Nasti tattvam guroha param. It means there is no tattva greater than guru tattva. A tattva means an existing thing. So this statement brings up a question. The first question is that according to our Ved, there are three things that exist. Brahm, Jeev, and Maya. God, souls, and Maya, and there's no fourth thing. Bhokta bhogyam preritarancamatva sarvam proktam trividham brahmametat. Taittiriya Upanishad says, there's nothing beyond these three things. Brahma, Jeev, Maya. God, the souls, and Maya, which is the cosmic energy out of which this whole universe is made. What could be a fourth thing? There's no fourth thing, because anything you can imagine is included in these three. So then what is this Guru Tattva? In this lecture series, I'll also intermittently explain or summarize in Hindi so that everyone can get a gist of what I'm saying. Puran mein Veda Vyas ji ne likha hai ki guru tattva ke saman koi tattva nahi hai. To prashn hai ki jab teen hi tattva bataye gaye hain ved mein brahma jeev maya to ye guru tattva kahan se tapka कहां से आ गया ये गुरु तत्व तीन ही तत्व हैं ब्रह्म जीव माया तो गुरु तत्व क्या है बलाय सो व्हाट इज दिस गुरु तत्व इज सोल ओनली आई सेड गॉड सोल्स एंड माया राइट सो अ सोल व्हिच हैज गॉन बियॉन्ड माया एंड हैज अटेन्ड गॉड इज नाउ कॉल्ड अ सेंट और अ गुरु. So we can use a technical term to understand this situation. Maya Atit. Atit means beyond, free from and beyond. And Maya, you know, it's the material energy. A saint is Maya Atit. God is Maya Adhish. Adhish means the ruler of. Someone who's above and is governing that thing. So Shri Krishna is the Adhish of Maya. We are Maya Adhin. Adhin means you're under, and you're under the control of, you're bound by. So we ordinary souls, we are Maya Adhin. Shri Krishna is Maya Adhish, but there are some souls who have attained Maya Adhish, Bhagwan. So they became Maya Teeth. That is a saint. That is a guru. Now some saints are eternally Maya Teeth. They were never under Maya. We call them Bhagwan ke Parshad. They're God's eternal divine associates. And there are some souls who were under Maya like us, and then they did devotion to God. They surrendered to God, and with His grace, they got free from Maya. So one day they were under Maya, and then they got free from Maya, so they became Maya Teeth. To jo Maya Dheen Jeev, Maya Dheesh Bhagwan ko prapt kar deta hai, wo Maya Teeth ho jata hai, usi ko Guru kehte hain, usi ko Sant. So we have a beginning definition of what a saint or what a guru is. It's someone, it's a soul who has surrendered to God and with God's grace gone beyond Maya. So if you remember these terms, it will help you remember what I teach you in this lecture series. Maya Dheen, Maya Dheesh, and the Maya Dheen soul, the Maya Dheen Jeev, who attains Maya Adhish Bhagwan, becomes Maya Teeth. That's a simple definition of a saint or someone qualified to be called a guru. let's use two more such terms to understand. We have the word Atma. Atma also means soul. We are all ordinary souls. We can all be called Atma, or you can say we can be called Jivatma. God is also called Atma, but he has a different prefix. Paramatma, Param, he's the supreme soul of all the souls, because he is the soul of our soul. He's giving life to our soul. So he's Paramatma, we are Jivatma. So what happens to the Jivatma who attains Paramatma? Becomes Mahatma. So the Mahatma means Mayatit. Same thing, just a different term. Jo Jivatma Paramatma ko prapt kar leta hai, wo Mahatma ban jata hai, wahi Guru hai. One more. We are called, another name for souls is Purush. Purush in this context doesn't mean a male or a man. It means a living being. We are Purush. God is also called Purush because God is alive. God has a personality. What is he called? What kind of Purush? Param Purush. So the Purush who attains Param Purush becomes a Mahapurush. This Mahapurush term is also used as a technical term to indicate a God-realized saint. Jo Purush Param Purush ko prapt kar leta hai, wo Mahapurush ban jata hai, wahi Guru hai. To Guru koi alag tatva nahi hai. Guru jeev tatva hai, lekin jis jeev ne Bhagwan ko prapt kiya hai, usi ko Guru bolte hai. So this Guru Tattva is not a separate existence or a separate substance. It's just a subsection of souls. Those souls who are free from Maya and have attained God are qualified to be called Guru. This is a good place to start. But the question is, what do we need a Guru for? Humko Guru ki kya zarurat hai? So let's see, what do our scriptures say? Let's start there, and we'll continue logically after that. Our scriptures say, Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasya ite kathita hyartha prakashyante mahatmanah. You want to become a mahatma? Then you need the help of a guru. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau. You have to surrender to a guru. Then you can become a mahatma. Then you can attain God. Parikshya lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedamayan nastya krita kritena. Tad vijnanartham sagurumeva bhigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtham. If you want to attain God, if you want to attain ultimate happiness, if you want to know God, you need to surrender to a God-realized saint who is both knowledgeable in the theory of all the scriptures and established in God. The guru must have practically experienced God. This is from Shvetashvatara Upanishad, both of these mantras that I said. Gita says the same thing. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. Shri Krishna tells Arjun that if you want to know God, you need the help, you need the guidance of a guru. And that guru must be tattva darshinah and jnaninah. You must have the knowledge, but must also have seen God. Tattva darshinai, must have seen God. Bhagavatam says the same thing. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasuh shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyu pashamashrayam. In the same line, but using different words, Bhagavatam says shabde, shabdik gyan, theoretical knowledge is required. And pare, must have attained the param tattva, Bhagwan. Only with the help of such a guru can you know God. And Ramayan says the very same thing. Guru binu bhav varidhi kahu bero, guru binu bhav nidhi tarai na koi, jo biranchi shankar samahoi. Even if someone is as renounced as Lord Shankar or as intelligent as Lord Brahma, they cannot cross the ocean of Maya without the help of a guru. All the scriptures are telling us we need the help of a guru to attain God. Why do we need to attain God? This is one of those fundamental things that I cover in almost all of my lectures. Hamare shastra aur ved bata rahe hain ki guru ki kya zarurat hai. Guru ki isliye zarurat hai ki jisko bhagwan, jisko bhagwat prapti chahiye, usko guru ki zarurat hai. Guru ke bina koi bhi maya ko paar nahi kar sakta hai aur bhagwan ko prapt nahi kar sakta hai. और हम भगवान को क्यों प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं? क्योंकि भगवान आनंद हैं. हम सब सारे जीव आनंद ही चाहते हैं. और जो आनंद इस संसार में मिलता है, वो असली आनंद नहीं है. वो धोखा है, एक धोखा सा है. जगद आनंद ठीक है, आनंद है, लेकिन असली आनंद नहीं है, क्योंकि वो क्षणिक है. जिस चीज से एक मिनट हमको आनंद मिल रहा है, दूसरा मिनट उसी चीज से, उसी व्यक्ति से दुख भी मिलने लग सकता है. तो वो आनंद कहाँ है? आनंद जो है वो अनंत मात्रा का होना चाहिए और अनंत काल के लिए रहना चाहिए. ऐसा आनंद संसार में नहीं मिल सकता है, किसी संसारी व्यक्ति से नहीं मिल सकता है, किसी संसारी वस्तु से नहीं मिल सकता है. इसलिए हर जीव भगवान ही चाहता है, क्योंकि भगवान ही आनंद है. आनंदो ब्रह्मेति व्यजानात, आनंदाध्येव खल विमानी भूतानि जायन्ते, आनंदेन जातानि जीवन्ति, आनंदम प्रयन्त्यभिसं विशन्ति, तद् ब्रह्म विजिज्ञासस्व. तैत्तरीय उपनिषद. भगवान ही आनंद है. रसो वै सह रसग्वम ह्येवायम लब्ध्वानंदी भवति. तैत्तरीय उपनिषद. भगवान ही रस है, उसी को प्राप्त करके जीव आनंदी बन सकता है. जैसे आपने धन प्राप्त किया है तो आप धनी बन गए. आपने आनंद रूपी भगवान को प्राप्त किया है तो आप आनंदी बन गए. सो वी कैन ओनली अटेन हैप्पीनेस बाय अटेनिंग गॉड, बिकॉज द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड इज टेम्पररी, लिमिटेड, फ्लीटिंग, ever decreasing. The more you enjoy it, the more boring something becomes. So the happiness of this world is a type of like a trick of the world, you can say, an illusion of the world. We delude ourselves into believing that there is happiness in this world, but that happiness always leaves us wanting more. We can never find the ultimate happiness that satisfies us forever. So our scriptures tell us a soul can only become perfectly happy by attaining God. And God can only be attained with the help of a guru. So now we understand what the need of a guru is. But someone could ask the question, well, I thought our scriptures said God could be attained by doing bhakti. Kya ved mein, puran mein, ramayan mein aisa nahi likha hai ki bhakti karne se bhagwan ko prapt kar sakte hain, to guru ki zarurat kahan se aaya? Hum bhakti kar lenge, bhagwan ko prapt kar lein, usme kya hai? Why do we need guru's help? We can just do devotion according to our scriptures. I'm telling you so far that you need a guru in order to attain God. But our scriptures say, bhakti revainam nayati, bhakti revainam darshayati, bhakti revainam pashyati, bhakti vashah purusho, bhakti rev bhuyasi. Ved says, bhakti is supreme. You can actually bring God under your control through bhakti. That's how great bhakti is. This sarva shaktiman, sarva samarth, sarva niyanta, sarva sakshi, all powerful, all knowing, God can be brought under your control through bhakti. Because he is subservient to his devotees and he is held by the power of bhakti. If you want to attain God, do bhakti. Gita says the same thing. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya ahamevam vidhor juna gyatum drashtuncha tatvena praveshtuncha parantap. Hey Arjun, Shri Krishna says, I can be attained only through single-minded devotion, ananya bhakti. Bhagavatam says the same thing. Bhaktya hamekaya grahya shraddhayatma priya satam. Bhakti punati mannishtha shvapaka napisambhavat. Shri Krishna says to Uddhav, I am only attainable through bhakti. My faithful devotee can attain me. And even the most fallen soul, the most pitiable and the most sinful soul, through my bhakti can be purified. And the Ramayana also backs up this same statement. Bari mathe baru hoy grita sikatate baru tela. Binu hari bhajan na bhavatariya yah siddhanta apel. Even if someone could extract water from a dry rock or churn water and get ghee, churn water and get butter, even if someone could accomplish these impossible things, even then, they couldn't cross this ocean of Maya without doing bhakti to God. So on one hand, all the scriptures are telling us through bhakti we can attain God. And on the other hand, all the scriptures are telling us you can't attain God without a guru. To har granth mein likha hai ki bhakti karne se bhagwan mil sakta hai. तो गुरु की क्या जरूरत है? फिर से ये प्रश्न आया है. The answer to this dilemma is that yes, even though bhakti is the means of reaching God, who will tell you how to do bhakti? Simple, right? How will you know how to do bhakti? अभी तक आपने बहुत भक्ति की है. इसी जन्म में नहीं, आपके अनंत जन्म हो चुके हैं और हर जन्म में, हर मनुष्य जन्म में आपने भक्ति की है. अभी तक भगवान को प्राप्त किया है? नहीं. क्यों? क्योंकि आपने कभी किसी भी गुरु की बात नहीं मानी है. 100% नहीं मानी है. यदि मानी है तो प्रैक्टिकल में नहीं लाया है, क्रियात्मक रूप नहीं दिया है. ये बात है. हम अपने आप कैसे समझ सकते हैं कि भक्ति कैसी की जाती है? आप कहेंगे कि ऐसे की जाती है, मैं मंत्र बोल के जप करता हूं, ऐसा हो जाता है भक्ति, मैं आरती करता हूं, मैं चारों धाम का यात्रा करता हूं, ऐसे भक्ति होती है? अच्छा, तो आपने इतनी भक्ति की है, क्यों नहीं हुई भगवत प्राप्ति? क्योंकि कुछ मिसिंग है ना, कुछ जो समझना चाहिए था आपने नहीं समझा अभी तक. तो आपकी जो भक्ति हो रही है, जैसे मान लो एक बहुत बड़ी मशीन है, उस बहुत बड़ी मशीन में एक तार गीली हो गई, पूरा मशीन बेकार हो गया. आपका 1 करोड़, आपकी 1 करोड़ की मशीन पड़ी है बेकार. क्यों? एक तार, एक छोटी सी तार के कारण. जब तक आपकी इंजीनियर नहीं आकर बताता कि देखो यहां ये लूज हो गया है, इसको कस दो, फिर चल पड़ी, तो आप कहेंगे कि इस इंजीनियर को हम इतने पैसे देते हैं और इतनी छोटी सी बात बता के चला जाता है, इसकी क्या जरूरत थी, हम ही कर लेते. नहीं कर पाते. उसकी जरूरत थी, गुरु की जरूरत है ऐसे. So I was explaining that although we all do bhakti and we've done bhakti for uncountable lifetimes, despite all the bhakti that we've done, we have yet to attain God. So it means there's some part of our knowledge which is incomplete. Otherwise, we would have attained God by doing bhakti. So who is going to fill in the missing pieces? Who's going to tell us where we're going wrong in how we practice bhakti so that we can do it correctly and attain our goal? If all the scriptures are saying do bhakti and you'll attain God, and we're all doing bhakti and none of us have attained God, it means we're doing something wrong. So we have to find out. And that can only be learned from a guru. The guru is like the mechanic. You take your car to a mechanic. Why? Because you can't figure it out on your own. You take it to the mechanic and in 2 minutes the mechanic tells you, here's the problem, we'll just do this and your car will be fine. Seems simple, but you couldn't have known it on your own. You surrender to the mechanic, right? You realize, you admit that my mind is either not trained or it's not intelligent enough or whatever it may be, but I cannot solve this problem. Why is my car not working? I can't solve this problem. I have to take it to the expert. So you take it to the expert. In other words, you surrender yourself to that mechanic, to that expert. You say, please help me. I'm in your hands. Then he helps you. If, on the other hand, you take it to the mechanic and whatever the mechanic says, you say, no, I don't think, what you're saying, I mean, that has some merit, but I think we should do it this way. Will your car ever start again? No. So this is what I mean by, even if we've had gurus in past lifetimes, we've never 100% understood and accepted and practiced what they taught us about the path of bhakti. For instance, the scriptures and saints of history and living saints tell us there are conditions on the path of bhakti. Kuch shartein hoti hain bhakti marg mein. Ek shart hai nishkamta. One condition on the path of devotion is you're not supposed to ask God for anything. ये गलती लगभग सभी करते हैं। किसी से पूछो भक्ति की परिभाषा क्या है, वो बताएगा भगवान से मांगना, वो भक्ति है। भक्ति का क्रियात्मक रूप क्या है? मांगो मांगो मांगो। Almost everybody asks God for worldly things when they do devotion. But true bhakti is nishkam. True devotion is selfless. True devotion means loving God for the sake of loving God, because He's the soul of your soul. He's your true mother, father, friend, beloved, everything. So just love Him, give yourself to Him, and let Him give you what He thinks is best, with no demand. So this is just one example. See, that's a wire out of place. Wo nishkamta wali tar aapki shayad loose ho gayi, gadbad ho gayi. To kaun batayega ki yahan gadbad kar rahe ho? Guru batayega. Aapke parivar wale log, aapke dost, wo kaise batayenge? Wo wahi galti to kar rahe honge. वो नहीं बता सकते हैं। Therefore, we have to understand that it is 100% necessary to have proper guidance on the path of bhakti. Although bhakti is accessible to everyone, anyone can do bhakti. But you still need to understand correctly what is bhakti, what are the conditions of bhakti, how should I do it, what's the process so that I get the result I'm looking for. Even knowing what the goal is, what's possible through bhakti, only a guru can tell us that. Through bhakti, you can attain God, you can get unlimited happiness, God can come under your control. Who would tell us that but a God-realized saint? Only a God-realized saint would know that. So the saint has to clarify the goal, a saint has to show us the path, a saint has to describe the practical process that we should practice. A saint has to remove our confusions, give us correct knowledge, what we call tattva-gyan. All of this can only be accomplished through the association of a true saint. So, ye sare kaam guru hi kar sakte hain hamare liye, tattva-gyan dete hain, karate hain, shankayein hatate hain, मार्ग दिखाते हैं, ये सब गुरु ही कर सकते हैं। इसलिए हाँ, भक्ति एक ही मार्ग है जिससे भगवत प्राप्ति हो सकती है, लेकिन गुरु के बिना कोई भक्ति ठीक ठीक से नहीं कर सकता है, क्योंकि ज्ञान की भी जरूरत है भक्ति करने के लिए, तत्व ज्ञान की जरूरत है, और गुरु के बिना तत्व ज्ञान हो ही नहीं सकता। इसलिए अभी तक हम आप लोग समझ गए होंगे कि गुरु की परिभाषा है भगवत प्राप्त जीव, और वो भगवत प्राप्त जीव गुरु बन सकता है, और वो एक ऐसे गुरु की जरूरत है हम आम जीवों के लिए, जो भगवान को प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं, जो भक्ति मार्ग पर चलना चाहते हैं, हमको एक गुरु की जरूरत है। तो वो गुरु कैसे मिले, क्या हम ढूंढ सकते हैं, और ढूंढे भी तो पहचान कैसे कर सकते हैं, फिर उसके बाद वो जो असली लाभ है वो कैसे ठीक ठीक से मिले गुरु से, ऐसे बहुत सारे प्रश्न हैं। तो हम लोग यहां से फिर से शुरू करेंगे कल। अप अंटिल नाउ यू वुड हैव अंडरस्टूड द डेफिनेशन ऑफ अ गुरु, दैट अ गुरु इज अ गॉड रियलाइज्ड सोल। ए गॉड रियलाइज्ड सोल कैन बी कॉल्ड अ सेंट, महापुरुष, महात्मा, मायातीत सोल। So such a soul who is free from maya and has attained God is qualified to be a guru, and we have the need of such a guru to guide us on the path of bhakti so that we can actually attain the ultimate goal of our life. But how to find such a guru, how to recognize such a guru, how the guru helps us and how we can really get the benefit of associating with a guru, as well as things like what are certain things a guru never does, what are certain things a guru does do that we can recognize. All of these topics will be covered in the next 5 days. Bolo Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki.